back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We've got Andrew Wheeler with us. He's former administrator of the EPA, Environment Protection Administration. He is presently director of Virginia's Office of Regulatory Management for Governor Glenn Youngkin, a friend. Andrew, welcome back. Thank you, buddy. You were great on the TV show, too. And I just felt we should cover this again. I mean, the Bidens are trying to sell this. Sure. You know, this is not the end of gas cars. This is just something good for climate change. Nonsense. I mean, you're saying, let me see, by 2032, 56% of new cars will have to be EVs and 13% plug-in hybrids. Right now, only 7.6% of new cars are EVs. We don't have the chargers. People don't like them. I mean, Andrew, people don't like the EV. They're not popular. They break down. It takes too long to recharge them. There aren't enough chargers around, and on and on. I mean, they just don't want it. This is like some, you know, Chinese communist nanny state thing.
Thank you, Larry, for having me back on. I completely agree with you. I think there's some EVs out there that look intriguing to me, and I think people should be able to buy them if they want. I've looked into them myself. I'm not ready for that. They don't meet my personal needs. Yeah. But the important thing is the free market should decide. Yeah. Capitalism should decide. People should be able to decide for themselves what kind of car they want to purchase. And the way this Biden regulation is going to take effect, if, you know, 56% EVs, another 13% hybrids long before 2032, at least in the next 4-5 years, you really won't have a chance unless you're really upper middle class wealthy people, because the gasoline powered cars are going to have to be priced much, much higher than they are today in order to force people to buy the electric vehicles. This isn't, you know, they say it's not a ban. Sure, it's not a ban as long as you're a multimillionaire and you can afford to buy the electric, you can afford to buy the gas powered car. But the way the CAFE standards work, the fleet average for each of the automobile manufacturers has to equal what would be equivalent to having 56% electric vehicles. So what the car manufacturers do is they price the gasoline-powered ones much more expensive. I wouldn't be surprised if gasoline-powered cars end up being 2 to 3 times more expensive than they are today in order to meet this new mandate.
Wow.
And that means lower-income families, middle-class families, are going to either have to buy an EV car or do without.
Wow.
And the radical environmentalists actually don't want people to own cars.
They want people. They live in the cities.
Yeah.
The elites live in New York, Chicago, San Fran, Los Angeles, Seattle. No, that's an important point. I mean, this is being sold as tailpipe emissions reduction, but it is, they want to end gas-powered cars and trucks. Pure and simple.
And they don't even want you to own an electric vehicle either. I mean, the environmentalists, the radical environmentalists who are calling the shots in the Biden administration don't want people to own vehicles. They want you to take public transportation, maybe a ride share or a taxi if you have to get to the airport or something and you have a lot of suitcases. But they really don't want people to own cars. They're trying to force I live in Northern Virginia. Alexandria and Arlington both are trying to force multifamily buildings in subdivisions. They don't want people to have single-family homes. They want to concentrate people in little locations because they say it will improve the environment and will lower greenhouse gases if you don't have to travel, if you don't have to have an automobile to get around, to get to the job, to out to eat or home or to your school. It's really about transforming. It's social engineering.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to change the way the American public lives.
So didn't you and Glenn Youngkin stop some California-type thing on gas-powered cars in Virginia?
We've tried to. The Senate, the Democrats in Virginia have blocked that. When they, under the previous governor, when they had both houses of the legislature, they passed legislation requiring the state of Virginia to follow the California lead.
Right.
So state of Virginia in California is moving the same way the federal government is, trying to require everybody to have electric vehicles. That is on the books right now in Virginia. Governor Youngkin did try to change that, but the Democrats in the legislature blocked that. they would rather have the decisions made in California than in Virginia.
I didn't know that. I thought you all blocked it. That's very interesting.
This is Greg Kelly. To my friends in the construction business, if you've been injured on the job, make just one call to the Construction Accident Lawyers at the law offices of Darren T. Moore. With hundreds of five-star reviews, they fight for more justice for every client and have secured millions of dollars in compensation for New York construction workers. Call 888-444-ATTY. That's 888-444-2889 for a free consultation. More diligence, more persistence, and more justice. Prior results don't guarantee similar outcomes.
Now, one other point on all these things. I mean, this is basically anti-consumer choice, and it's anti-freedom.
Yeah, it is.
You know, if you can make a good EV, get the price down, figure out the right batteries, figure out how to work it when it's real cold. You know, I had Senator Lummis from Wyoming on the TV show last night. She said, look, it gets sub-zero out in Wyoming, and the EVs don't work. It's just that simple. They don't work. The battery doesn't function. But if you get all that, fine. But let the marketplace do it, right? Let the marketplace determine the investment and the better technology. The other thing, Andrew Wheeler, which is important, we had John Carney of Breitbart was on the other night on the show. Auto insurance prices have skyrocketed because apparently these EVs are very high, you know, high risk to be damaged, not work, catch on fire. So you know, car insurance is a lot more expensive now.
It is. And if you have an accident in an EV car where your battery is damaged, they basically total the car. And it is. It's a lot more expensive. And when they total the car, you don't get full replacement value. You get a check for what that car is worth at that point in time. And the EVs do depreciate much faster than gasoline-powered cars because of the lifespans of the batteries. You know, this isn't really even it's not good for the world environment either because of the way that the materials that are mined for the batteries in China, in the Congo, it's horrible for the environment. And the Biden administration isn't allowing – we have those minerals here in the United States, but they don't allow the mining of the minerals here. So we are – buying those minerals from China, from the Congo, they have horrible environmental conditions. They have horrible working conditions. In China, they're using forced labor. And in Congo, child labor. You know, this regulation is going to hurt the American worker. It's going to hurt the UAW member because it takes fewer employees to build these cars. And a lot of the parts, such as the batteries, are built in China or other countries.
It's going to blow up the car business. It's going to blow up the jobs in the car business. You know, it's going to blow it up. I mean, Trump is 100% right on this. All right. It means
he is.
He's 100% right on this. And, you know, you and the rest of us, we fought this in the Trump administration. We kind of held it off. Now, if Trump wins, Andrew, say you go back to EPA or say you're the Secretary of Energy or some damn thing, I'm sure you're going to get a big job. You know, can you roll back these executive orders? I would reckon you can.
You can, but it will take a little bit of time. Now, I will say the way the Biden administration has done this, they've tried to appease the UAW bosses by delaying the implementation 3 years. So it's not front loaded. The really tough numbers for the sales start in 2030. So there is a little bit of time to change this. But once you get to 2030, if there's another 4 years of the Biden administration, once you get to 2030, you're not going to be able to change it.
I would take it to the Supreme Court because there's no mandate to do this. Anyway, Andrew Wheeler, former EPA commissioner under President Trump, now working to help out in Virginia. Thank you, Andy Wheeler. You're terrific. Folks, we'll take a break. And the other side of the break, we're going to do some stock market work. Hang on. I'm Kudlow.